How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply. Second hour, Darren, Donnick, and Chase here on this Wednesday morning, ESPN 102.5, The Game. We told you we would talk to Predators forward Craig Smith, and he is indeed on the line with us. Craig, how are you and Aaliyah and Tula all doing at home?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
We're doing good. We're doing just fine. How you guys doing?
Well, we're hanging in there. We're doing shows from the house. It's been a little bit different, but it's been, you know, we're plugging along. Just hanging in there. What about you guys?
I bet, man. Yeah, it's been kind of day-to-day, I think. You know, at first, I don't think we really know, like, how long it was going to be. And I certainly didn't think it was going to be as bad as it was. So this whole coronavirus thing really kind of took off. So we found a lot of things to do at home. I'm sure you know it. That having a house, there's an endless amount of chores that needs to be done. So we're staying busy.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, you know, we've talked about some of your likes away from the rink. And obviously one thing you love to do is fish. But one thing that I've also uncovered since, you know, you've been at home is your love for painting and watercolors. Where in the world did that come from?
There wasn't much of a love for it as much as my wife was doing it. And I was like, I got nothing better to do right now.
Yeah, but you're good at it. Like, where did that come from?
I don't know. I honestly, the whole thing started with probably 2 months ago. She was doing it, and I figured, hey, what the hell? I was like, let's do something together. If you're doing it, I'll sit there with you. And so we started doing it, and it was pretty therapeutic, to be honest. But it was a good time. You know, you had a glass of wine, and you start painting, listen to some music. You know, before you know it, a couple hours go by, and it was a good time with her.
Do you consider yourself now, Craig, an artist?
No. No, God, no. No, just...
He's a musical artist.
Yeah, there's that too. I mean, we know fishing and music, but I did not see the art side in you.
Hey, I drive a car to work every day, but I don't consider myself a race car driver. So it's just something they got to do and stay busy with. So
we may have to see if maybe you can get those things up for auction, maybe for the Predators Foundation or something. Raise some good money. I like it.
We're getting a little ahead of ourselves here, boys. They're not that great, but it just keeps us busy. I mean, we've had some crazy requests from some family members that have seen them, and this is kind of fun at the beginning because we're like, you know, where can we take this? You know, what am I going to do next? Like, we're acting like we're some type of big time artist, but my wife's actually really good at it. She's taught me everything I know. So
that's great. So what have you been doing? What can you do? Your sport is unique. You know, basketball players, most of them have, you know, a hoop at their house, and so they can go out and dribble and shoot and do stuff at home. But your sport really doesn't provide that. I would say most do not have a rink at their house. So what have you been doing to kind of stay in shape and stay somewhat sharp, if that's possible?
Yeah, it's been unique. It's been different. I mean, from the beginning, I was like, you know, okay, well, this thing, they put the quarantine down, I think it was like, I don't know, a couple of weeks. And so I'm kind of looking at how things are going to play out here. And, you know, working with our trainer, I got enough stuff to kind of keep me busy for the first like 2 months. So I'm like, okay, well, I'll kind of get an area ready and get things, get the ball moving. And, you know, it's tough where you want to be because I mean, if we're shooting for three months from now, or we're shooting for a long period of time, even further than that, I'm thinking most guys are probably just starting their summer training right now. You know, because even if quarantine does end and we have to take some time to get ready to, you know, I'm sure it's going to take a couple weeks for guys to get ready to go again. You know, the block phases of training, it would be probably in your best interest to start your training now, so that by the time we start, your blocks are kind of stacked together and you got things moving right in the right direction.
You know, we had a good conversation with Julie Turris, Kyle's wife, and you guys are very familiar and close with the Turris family, and she really felt like that you guys were hitting, you know, starting to really hit your stride under new head coach John Hines, kind of when everything had to come to a halt. Do you feel the same way? You feel like things were coming together?
Yeah, you know what? I really do. I believe that. I think I really liked his message. Obviously, it was different for, you know, I'm sure it was different for him too, because I think he came in like that Tuesday night game, or, but it just
against Boston.
Like it was such a quick turnaround. So the way he handled that, the message that he got across to everybody, was very clean, simple. I think everybody got on the page, same page very quickly. But I think the style of play that he wanted to play was right and what we needed at the time.
You know, the uncertainty of all this that you've already touched on. What do you think? Nobody has any answers right now, and hopefully we'll get something as we get a little bit closer to another month. But I mean, what's realistic in your mind of what really can be done to salvage this season, or can it? In your opinion, I mean, you're a guy that knows what it takes at this level, and like you said, the longer you guys are out, how do you make that work as a sport? How do you feel as a player? How would you answer that?
Well, I look at this thing. I mean, I watch the news every day, and I see the updates. And I've had friends, friends that have been affected from this. And, you know, from my thing, I mean, I don't know if it would start up soon again. I would love for this thing to go away and for us to get back to normal. But they're, you know, without a vaccine, and I know that they're taking measures and being able to treat COVID a little bit differently. You know, and until it hits a friend or a family member, I don't think that people take it as serious as they should. So, I mean, things go back together. We put 20,000 into a stadium in a month or two with no vaccine. It's tough. It's really tough. I mean, it's a pretty tricky situation. You know, I'm sure they're talking every day, and it's not something easy to make a decision on if you have no fans, or you know, if you have no fans and you don't want you don't want the crowd or people to get together, you know, it's okay for the players to go and get together, and I mean, then we have to quarantine, and there's just so many unanswered questions right now. It's just it's up in the air. But, you know, I just want everybody to be safe. You know, if we got back together and my folks came to the game, and then my parents got it, and God forbid something happened to them and it was a life-threatening situation, I'd never forgive myself. So it'd be a tough situation.
We're talking to Craig Smith, Predators forward, here on the show, 102.5 The Game. And, Craig, you've said a lot, and I think we've all had these thoughts about the different scenarios. And, you know, one of the things that has been kicked around is if the squad does go into somewhat of a quarantine and you're playing in an empty building. But just the thought of playing in front of nobody, you know, I've given it a thought as an announcer, is if I'm put in that situation, what would change? I'm sure you've given thought as well, playing a high-intensity game, maybe a playoff game, with nobody in the stands. That would be unlike anything anybody's ever experienced. True?
Yeah. No doubt. It's I played for the No Fans before once. And it was in the Columbus Blue Jackets Stadium, but it was in junior. And it looked like there was nobody there, and it was weird. I mean, it's just everything's so quiet, you can hear everything. You can hear the other team's bench even. So it's it would be really different. I hope it doesn't come to that. I mean, it's an atmosphere that definitely feels the players. I mean, we need them as much as they need us, and it's a dual tandem there. So I really hope it doesn't come to that. That's gonna be different. A huge change, and who knows.
So, Craig, in the meantime, I know some of your teammates, coaches, have had some Zoom calls and talked about this a little bit, but what is the communication like between you? How often do you get on a Zoom call, and how often are you conversing with some of your teammates here to just kind of touch base?
Yeah, I mean, we have our text threads and getting information to each other and make sure everybody knows what's going on. And coaches have reached out and making sure that just checking up and seeing how things are going. So far everyone's been doing great. So I think everybody gets on those Zoom calls. I think they're kind of cool. I think my wife and I have done a couple with some of our teammates and some of our friends from back home, and man, it's life changing, man. I like never thought we'd be having to do a game night or a cocktail hour on there. but it's been different and fun, and I think it's a huge tool moving forward.
So everybody's asking these questions here about how you pass the time. You were talking about you've got some hobbies. You play the guitar. You're doing the artwork and things like that. What about shows? What shows can you recommend? We're all looking for that next one. I just finished up Ozark season 3 here, so I'm looking to start fresh with something.
Oh yeah, okay, yeah. We just finished up Ozark as well. I'm actually going through Band of Brothers with my wife, and I'm telling you, it's like watching Rocky with my
classic.
Dad. It's unbelievable.
Wait a minute, what is this?
You've watched it before? Have you watched it before?
Oh yeah, this is like my eighth time.
Eighth time, oh, yeah. Right. I was going to say, we've all watched it a couple times. It still is great. Are you? I assume the first one, not the Pacific, but the European.
Yeah. It's a European tour, but I think every American
Pacific
has to
watch it. Pacific is very good, but not as good as the first one.
No, I know. I think it's really, it's they talk about get in depth with the characters a little more in Pacific, and kind of the reality of war. But Band of Brothers is just like this. Man, these guys are they're unbelievable. They're heroes. So I got my 101st Airborne T-shirt on right now.
That's awesome.
So,
that is awesome.
But yeah, we've been watching that. We just got into one the other day called Lock and Key. So we're definitely venturing out and trying different shows and just staying busy. So.
Have you been playing any Mario Kart? I know you like the Mario Kart on the N64.
No, Kyle's got that. Terry's got that at his house.
Oh. I don't have access.
I'm sure he's trying to teach all his kids to play. So he's got four controllers on there, so that'd be big time for him.
Julie told us that kids are whipping him in the board games. They're beating him up, especially in Yahtzee.
Bet they are. He's getting old. He's getting sharper. Oh, if you heard me, he'd kill me. I'm sure. Did she say what games they're playing?
We were actually talking about, but they did a video, and he actually was kind of doing a tour of the house, and he showed like the area, I guess the dining room area where they've been playing a lot of board games, and he said his one son, I think his son has been beating him up in Yahtzee.
Oh, that's perfect.
Which is a great
game. That's perfect.
A lot of fun. Good family game.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure they got some mini sticks going as well. I love it.
Craig, we had Matt Duchesne on earlier in the 9 o'clock hour, and I asked him this question. And granted, he's been through a lot in the last 2.5, 3 years moving teams. But how much of all of this prepares you you know, more for just the unknown that happens in your career? And I mean, do you feel like that there are some lessons that, that you can take away from this stoppage and how things have gone to prepare you for the future?
Oh, that's a tough question. It's...
I bring the heat, man. You know it.
getting deep philosophical.
I definitely think that self-reliance and making sure that you're finding the right things to do. I think this goes without saying, but you know, just how you spend your time when nobody's watching. I think that's pivotal, and just taking care of yourself right now. I think health-wise is probably like the biggest thing that's going to change. I mean, you go online and like everybody has bought like. Like there's no fitness equipment online right now, so everybody must be working out and taking care of themselves right now. So I mean, those are kind of the big takeaways and what's you know, what's the best thing for yourself right now, and you know, I think that can only benefit you know, the community and everybody staying healthy and being safe. So you know, if everyone's doing that, kudos to them.
You know, you touched on this a little bit earlier of you guys hitting your stride when all this started, and Matt said the same thing, that was the disappointing part of you guys felt like it was really coming together when the stoppage happened. So is there a sense with you that if the season doesn't return and this is just how it ends, that there's just so much unfinished business with everything that you guys went through as a team with the coaching change and just coming together and starting to put it all together as the stoppage happened, is that something that you've thought about?
Yeah, we had a lot to prove. We left a lot on the table. I think this year was pretty bumpy and rocky at the beginning. A lot of expectation. I think that, you know, when you got a good team and you expect to win, and I heard it on the Last Dance documentary yesterday, it was when you lose, it feels like you lost five in a row, and you lose one. So it's. I feel like our team kind of felt that, and in no way am I comparing ourselves to the Bulls, but you know, I think that we definitely put that on ourselves, and you know, a couple games or a bumpy start, you know, it kind of weighed on us. But I definitely think that we were finding our stride there towards the end. We were getting the right message. I think the guys were responding well. I thought we were stringing together some games. We were making strides. And you know, it's unfortunate, but you know, I think our guys will do a good job to stay ready just in case. You know, you never know what's going to happen here in the next 4 months, and you know, we'll take it from there. But you know, it would have been a lot of fun to see how this plays out right now.
Okay, I'm glad you brought up The Last Dance. So, have you watched the first two episodes?
Awesome,
isn't it cool?
Awesome, really enjoyed it. Yeah, you know, man, you just didn't hear about Michael Jordan that much. I mean. You know everything about him, like he was great in the stats and all that stuff, but like there wasn't really social media back then, or you could dig into a guy's life and know what he's doing every day. So it's interesting to kind of see Mike and how he was back then, and it's pretty neat. I think Scottie Pippen has one of the coolest stories that I've heard of him becoming the stats manager at the beginning of his college career, and it's just amazing.
Yeah, well, they better
so
be glad there
the
wasn't.
Age, I guess, Craig, where you were growing up, you weren't really watching Michael Jordan at that point, right? I'm trying to put together the timeline here, but he would not have been somebody in your household that people were watching all the time. I mean, you've got more of a hockey background, obviously. Although I have seen you guys, Craig Smith's crossover dribble. He's got some game on the basketball court. He was at the sports festival during the basketball clinic doing the drills with the kids. He was pretty. He's got game. He's held the leather.
Yeah, no, you know, I just didn't watch basketball. You know, I was talking with a buddy of mine the other day, and it's like I wish that, you know, some of those big stars back then. I wish I remember watching them. Like I was probably 8, 9 years old when that was going on, and I just didn't pay enough attention to it. And it's, you know, I guess it just goes back to, you know, probably like 10, 15 years from now, we'll look back and say, do you remember watching LeBron and those guys? And you got to get out and watch these guys because. Before you know it, the time's up, and you're watching documentaries about him saying this guy was awesome. I can't believe I didn't watch him. So Yeah, definitely wish I would have paid a little bit more attention when I was little.
They better be glad social media wasn't around then, as we learned in the documentary. Probably wouldn't have been a good look when it got out that Michael Jordan and Danny Ainge were playing golf in between games one and two of the playoffs. With a member of the media, too, of all things. I mean, can you imagine
different,
that story
huh?
today? Holy
different
cow.
Different times.
Jeez.
Game must have been not that hard to him because just going out and playing some holes and – that's just a different world, and a different crew back then too, man. Those guys are something else.
As we wrap this up, I'm also wrapping up Ozark. I'm on episode 9 of season 3. I wrote down Band of Brothers, Lock and Key. You had also told me, I think a while back, The Ranch. Are you still giving that the thumbs up? Check out I'm looking for the next thing too. So, do you
Man,
still
the ranch is like my background noise in my house when I'm doing chores.
Okay.
Yeah, the ranch is one of my favorite shows.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely got to throw Bloodline in the mix too. Bloodline's been good. We got a long list of stuff to go through, but those are the ones that we've been kind of hitting at.
Oh, this is good. I've got some good choices upcoming. Hey, really appreciate you joining us. Good to hear from you. You guys continue to be safe and. You know, hopefully we will come out of this, but hopefully we'll be talking about your sport resuming action here sooner rather than later. Thanks for doing this.
Absolutely, guys. Thank you very much. Have a good one.
All right,
See you, Craig, too.
That is Craig Smith, and we do appreciate him joining us. We'll come back and talk about some of the things you just heard on the other side. Darren Donick and Chase. ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE, and I'm Jimmy Uso. Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba. Yeah.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.